Chapter 9.
It was Anatolius who caused you to leave, wasn't it?
Peter asked. Hypatia shook her head, and a lock of hair, black as a raven's wing, fell across her forehead. She pushed it away with a tawny hand.
No, Peter, I just felt you didn't want my assistance.
Peter levered himself up with his elbow. A cushion from one of the house's virtually unused reception rooms was wedged between his bony back and the wall.
That young man was paying you unwanted attention. Don't think I didn't notice. It was most improper.
You mean because he's a senator's son, and I'm a servant?
That's not what I meant exactly, Hypatia. What I meant was that Anatolius is not the sort of man you would, get along with. Flighty.
Hypatia couldn't help smiling. Scowling as he was, Peter looked very fierce. His leathery, wrinkled face displayed a finely lined map of his long life. Had he always looked aged? When Hypatia imagined him at 20, he looked the same as the man before her. His eyes were still as young and lively as they must have been then, she thought.
That was years ago. I'm surprised you remember. It wasn't serious.
We both know how Anatolius is about women.
About attractive young women.
Why, thank you, Peter. She was sure Peter's face flushed slightly.
What is Anatolius doing now?
Still a lawyer?
Yes. The master tells me Anatolius is faring well in his profession.
Not so flighty as he once was, then. Peter lowered his voice to a whisper.
Between you and me, his business thrives mostly because he used to be Justinian's personal secretary. People come to him.